Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. I'm the founder of the Grayman Method, as well as one of the first original coaches to be helping people to fully recover from OCD. After 1,000 videos, 15 years of experience, my message is still remaining the same. You can fully recover from OCD. I recovered, my clients recovered, and you can fully recover too. Let's talk about setbacks in OCD recovery. First of all, setbacks, or as I call them, setbacks versus stepbacks, are normal. Stepback is when you had a bad day. Setback is when you let that bad day turn into a bad month, right? So there's a big difference. What we want to make sure that a stepback does not become a setback. How? If you see yourself falling down, once you realize, wait a minute, it's my behavior that's causing it. And it might not be right away, right? So you might have already went on Reddit, couldn't help yourself, asked everybody, did all of the compulsions. But then the understanding that, wait a minute, this is OCD is coming in. As soon as you have that understanding, it is very important for you to say, okay, you know what? No more. This is doing damage to my recovery. And the more damage I do to my recovery, the worse my OCD is going to go. And the harder it is for me going to be to dig myself out of it. I cannot do this to myself. So it's that understanding of, I just can't do this to myself anymore. And then stopping it. Don't let yourself continue to lay down in bed. Don't let yourself continue to go on the internet and research or ask everybody you know. Those are all harmful behaviors that are keeping you trapped in OCD. And it's not like, oh, that's okay, you know. No, it's not okay. You are suffering. And you are suffering because of the behaviors that you are doing. So you are causing more pain for yourself. When I was going through it, I always, well, after a while of understanding how it worked, kind of said to myself, okay, if I go on Google right now, where am I going to be an hour from now? Where am I going to be 2 hours from now? And you know the state that you're going to be in 2 hours from now, because you've been in that state before. You went through this cycle before, and you click on Google, you remember the state that you're going to be, and then you just click away, back away, right? Because you know, and it's not good, and we don't need it. And that's how you pull yourself out of a setback. As soon as that understanding comes in that, wait a minute, I can't do this to myself again. Right? Again, because you've done this to yourself so many times. And making the choice not to, making the correct choice, the more difficult choice not to do this.